Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got our guest in for this hour, haven't we, Maggie?
We certainly have. It's the young Keith Penny.
I don't know about young anymore, sadly.
Good afternoon, Keith.
Hello there.
Now, you've come to us to talk about the Great White Bite.
Yes, indeed.
So first off, what is it?
So it's the island's brand new food and drink festival, basically.
Food, Josie, food.
Yeah, absolutely, everyone's favourite subject. And one of the reasons, I guess, why we think this is going to work well on the Isle of Wight, because it's such a mainstream topic. Everyone has to eat, everyone has to drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you couldn't get more mainstream subject matter than this.
And we are known as a bit of a foodie island, aren't we?
We are known as a bit of a foodie island. So one of the things we've noted in our research for this event is there's over 800 food festivals in the country.
Really?
Apparently so.
Ooh.
And yet the Isle of Wight, with its ever-burgeoning food scene, doesn't have one. So we're kind of here to fill the gap, effectively.
Quite right.
Good idea.
So where is it and when is it?
So when? It's Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of September.
Oh, not too far away then.
Not too far, so about 6 months or so, I think.
Yeah, just after the school holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. So in that kind of shoulder period that people like Visit Isle of Wight love to attract people in.
Yes, when there's not quite at the no kids version, but you are sort of out of the mainstream holidays.
Yeah. I think you get a lot of couples and adults that have you know, whose kids have perhaps grown up now,
and the weather's still reasonably nice as well.
And the weather's still good. Yeah, absolutely. September's been very good the last few years.
So September.
So yeah, 9th and 10th of September. Location: Northwood House in Cowes.
Oh,
good.
Oh wow!
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be indoors, outdoors, or both?
Predominantly outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, okay.
Obviously, fingers crossed for good weather.
Yeah.
But we looked at a number of sites across the island. Probably about four or five different sites, and decided that Cowes has such a proliferation of great food outlets at the moment, restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, and then, you know, greengrocers, fishmongers, bakers, lots of little butchers, lots of independent businesses within the town. So we felt that was a really pertinent town to bring the event to.
Okay.
So who are you attracting to this this festival, if you like, in the terms of traders? Who do you want? Exhibitors, should I say?
It goes right through the range. You've got people like gastronomy, the Smoking Lobster, who are jumping on board very early.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, so people that are very eminent in the industry already over here.
Yep.
But then that can go down to produce producers, for example.
Yeah.
Farmers, etc. Fishermen, etc.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, people like that. So it goes right through the range of the kind of the gastronomic industry on the island, really.
Okay. And so I'm getting the picture of a lot of stalls set up in the grounds outside and people cooking things, lots of nice smells going on.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the major things about food is obviously the enticement of the smell, isn't it?
So, absolutely.
So that will definitely emanate around Cowes, certainly. And then the number of stalls, I mean, we're hoping to attract over 80 stands.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Various really descriptions.
Busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll also have a pop-up restaurant. We'll be looking at running masterclasses for things like cocktail making, fresh pasta making, all that kind of thing. Cooking theatre with some celebrity chefs as well.
Yeah.
Names, no Pat Draw at the moment.
I know, there's still surprises to come.
Yeah. And
drink, of course.
And drink, yeah, absolutely. So, as I say, cocktail making, that kind of thing. Plenty of outlets like Mermaid Gin, for example, we're hoping will be there.
Yes.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, absolutely. Down to people like White Knuckle Brewery as well. So we're talking to pretty much anyone that produces a drink on the island of various derivatives. And then we'll also have a kids' kitchen, for example.
All right.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, we want to teach kids, obviously, where their food comes from, the whole field-to-fork scenario. But then also letting them get messy as well, getting their hands...
That's a good idea.
...deep in a bowl and getting messy.
You're not going to cook children, then?
I can see what you mean, yeah, kids' kitchen, yeah. No, I think we'll avoid that one. I don't think that would go down too well with health and safety.
Yeah, I like the idea of getting kids... I mean, a lot of children are interested in food, but, I mean, when I was growing up, it was, no, keep it out of the kitchen, not for you, but now we need to encourage them, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean...
used to be, you get what you're given and like it.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's probably been a period whereby, you know, in family homes, frozen food has been so prominent.
But yes.
I think it's, you know, the whole restaurant scene, the whole fresh produce scene,
yes,
that has been so, it's kind of almost come back to prominence now, hasn't it?
We have some fabulous restaurants on the island.
Mm. Yeah, well, don't we just? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're very spoiled for food and produce. So 2 days, entry fee, or do you know that yet?
Yeah, so tickets will be around £10 to get in. So we're trying to keep them really
reasonable.
That's
really good. Yeah. I was thinking a lot more than that, but that's really good.
No, absolutely. I mean, we're working with the local businesses in Cowes as well, so we'd like there to be activation through the high street that hopefully the businesses will partake in, things like special offers, special menus, etc.
Yeah.
But the main ticketed hub will be the activity at Northwood and Northwood House. And we're looking at around £10 for that.
So how can people find out more about this?
So at the moment we've just got a holding page online because we haven't quite launched properly. Our Facebook page is live, our Instagram page is live, and the holding page is greatwhitebite.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we'll be looking to expand that in the next sort of 2-3 weeks, hopefully by the end of March.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to go with
as you
sales.
Know more. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's fantastic. Would you come back in nearer the time and tell us a bit more about what's going on?
Oh,
and
absolutely,
what
I'd love to.
And tease it a little bit more for
the potential
people who want to come along. Because I'm definitely keen on going to this. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, so far we've only been putting it out there in the market to businesses and also the general public for about 3-4 weeks, something like that now. And the appetite for it seems to be very, very strong.
Well, I think it is because Maggie and I, we've been up to the big food shows on the mainland a few times, haven't we now?
Up in Birmingham,
and it'd be nice to have one on your doorstep that doesn't cost an arm and leg to get into.
Exactly.
And that's got local produce.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm not saying it's going to have everything local produce, but it's largely going to be a lot of local people doing local things.
Absolutely. Various sectors of the industry will be there, all being well on the weekend.
Yeah.
But then we're also looking to bring some of the best of the guests, if you like.
Of course.
From the mainland as well.
Well, we're not going to shut the doors to mainland people who've got good ideas, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a homegrown festival with stuff that we recognise and understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, just I'll ask this on behalf of Josie. Will there be chocolate?
Josie does like chocolate.
Undoubtedly there will be chocolate.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need chocolate. We need chocolate in our lives, don't we?
Maybe just one or two chocolate, but I just can't eat chocolate anymore.
What sort of sweets do you like, Josie?
Well, I don't feel like any sweets anymore. I'm now used to fruit and vegetables.
Fruit and veg, but there'll be plenty of that there.
There'll be plenty of that, yeah, absolutely.
But I like chocolate.
So just remind us the dates and location again then, please.
So just to reiterate, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of September, location Northwood House.
Thank you very much. That's the Great White Bite later in the year. Definitely going to see
you. It's in my diary.
It's in my diary already, yes.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.